Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." As he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, I like to think that I'm tech savvy, which some of you may figure, well, that's why he's using his tablet today. No, it's because I could never get my printer to get online to be able to print out this homily. So hopefully it has 99%. We should make it. Startled, terrified, incredulous, amazed. It's not the reception that Jesus expected. I suppose Jesus was probably thinking, they're going to be so filled with joy to see that I've been raised from the dead. But instead, the disciples had a different response. Now, they were just trying to process what they heard from two of their number. These two were telling a story how on the way to Emmaus, all of a sudden, someone joined them. They didn't recognize the person. But incredibly enough, the person did not seem to know what had just happened over the past couple of days and how Jesus, who had entered in triumph into Jerusalem, was arrested, was tortured, crucified, and died and buried. But then how that very morning, the tomb was found empty. And this man told them, said, "Well, that's what Scripture said was going to happen." And this man went ahead and told them how Scripture was pointing to that this should have to happen to the Messiah. And he led them through all of Scripture to say that how it had pointed that the Messiah would have to suffer and die. But they still didn't recognize him, even though their hearts were burning inside their chest. But it was only at the meal that night, when Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave it to them, that in an instant they recognized it is Jesus who truly is standing in front of us. And then he vanished from their sight. And so they had just finished telling this story. And the rest of the apostles are probably peppering them by questions. What do you mean you didn't recognize him? Was it really him? Or are you guys just having kind of a hallucination? Well, in the midst of this, Jesus appears to them. And needless to say, that unexpected surprise caused them to be startled and terrified and incredulous. They just could not understand what Jesus had told them before. He had warned them that I am traveling to Jerusalem, where I will be arrested, crucified, and then on the third day be raised again. Well, they understood those first two parts of his prediction, but they did not understand what he was referring to when he said he would be raised again. They probably finally started asking him some questions as well. Questions like, when you were on the cross and you said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," did you really mean that? And so Jesus had to open up their minds to the scripture. How that the Christ, the Son of God, had to come. And how Isaiah predicted that the Messiah would suffer as he talked about this suffering servant. How God's reconciliation with the human family would have to come about by the sacrifice of the Son on the cross. And how, yes, God would forgive those people who had nailed his Son to the cross. And how the forgiveness of sins would be the pathway for people to receive the gift of eternal life through their baptism. The apostles finally got it. They finally understood what all Jesus was telling them and what all sacred scripture was predicting. We see in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter tells the people, even those guilty of Jesus' death are forgiven. The disciples had finally come to understand the boundless nature of Christ's gift of mercy and forgiveness. They could be forgiven. Even the crowd of people that Peter was talking to, who among them were probably those that had shouted to Pilate, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Without that divine mercy, those people would have wallowed in their guilt and would have figured that God would have just washed his hands with them. But instead, by being touched by Christ's gift of mercy and forgiveness of sins, they could embrace the gift of baptism. They could embrace the eternal life that is offered to them at baptism. They could embrace their God, who wanted so desperately to be reunited with the human family as to give us his Son. Even another apostle talked in his letter, which we heard in the second reading, the letter of St. John. We have an advocate in Christ because we have experienced his mercy, and we have also experienced his real presence. And it is in this twofold experience that enables us to be witnesses to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The apostles that day were not prepared for the unexpected. They were not prepared for that Jesus would appear to them and what he would then ask them to do, to spread the gospel message to the ends of the earth. But the apostles eventually embraced God's unexpected and thus became the foundation of our church. And so now, here is the question that is asked of all of us, Jesus' modern-day disciples. Are we ready to expect the unexpected from our God? Are we ready to be open to how God will use us in proclaiming the good news of his Son to a world so much in need to hear it? Are we ready to allow God's unexpected plan into our lives, to live lives that witness to the world that what we say and what we do marks us as Christians? My dear friends, those apostles eventually did embrace God's unexpected plan. And now we are witnesses to the resurrection. We are now invited by our God to expect the unexpected and to witness to the world that Jesus is the Son of God, that he suffered and died for us and was raised by his heavenly Father, and that through him those who believe and are baptized may have the gift of eternal life. Let us ask our Lord for the strength to be able to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through our words and through our actions.